哈利路亚，感谢主。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣赐给大家。
May God guide, bless each one of us.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
And thank God for His guidance.
使小子在这个古稀之年能够来到美国。
That this year I'm able to come to the United States.
参加这次的联准大会。
And to attend the WDC meeting.
在这里我有很多感触。
And from here, I have many feelings and emotions.
也受到很大的造就。
And I have gained much.
这圣经呢有很多启发。
And that I have many revelations.
我就奉耶稣名为主做见证。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give a testimony.
首先想我家族蒙恩的见证。
So first, I will share how my family came to believe in Christ.
以后再讲一讲我自己一些蒙恩的经历。
And I'll share some experiences where God has guided me.
感谢主，我的祖父原来是卫理公会的牧师。
So my grandfather was a preacher at a certain church.
他从小就受卫国教会的培养。
And since young, he was raised with.
我的曾祖母是卫理公会的传道，吕传道。
My family, they're from the Methodist Church.
所以他长大了，他就当传道。
And so when he grew up, he became a pastor.
被派到福建省的北方传道。
And he was sent to northern Fujian to preach.
也被安立为牧师。
And he was anointed as a priest.
后来身体就越来越不好。
But his health is deteriorating.
他得了一种怪病。
So he was inflicted with a
就是经常不能起床。
With a rare disease, which is that he cannot get up from bed.
同时发病的时候会浑身发抖。
And that he would tremble.
最厉害有12年。
And this lasts for 12 years.
几乎天天是躺在床铺上。
And so oftentimes he stays in bed.
当时有卫国教会的医院。
And so that time there is Methodist hospital.
想医治他没有功效。
And they want to heal him, but it did not work.
也请很多传道人帮他祷告也没有用。
And they also invited many pastors to preach for him.
但是他还是
pray for him, but didn't work.
但是他对信仰还是很虔诚。
But he was very fervent in his faith.
天天读经祷告。
And he prayed daily.
那我们真耶稣教会传到福建是1923年。
And the True Jesus Church preached to Fujian in 1923.
1924年传到了莆田。
In 1924, it preached to Putian.
当时圣工非常的兴旺。
And that time, the holy work was very.
神迹奇事非常的多。
There were many.
其中有一个
miracles and signs.
其中有一个神迹就是能够帮人家戒鸦片，戒毒，戒毒。
One of the miracle that was that it can help people to.
就可以就是可以戒毒。
Stop smoking.
就是可以借着祷告把毒戒掉。
And that through prayer, they would stop their addiction.
所以在26年的时候。
So in 26.
就是我们父亲有一些人就跑到莆田去戒鸦片。
So, my father and some others, they went to this place to stop their addiction.
当时路过我们的家。
And that time they passed by my house.
口渴。
They were thirsty.
就逃到我们家，要求给他开水喝。
So they came to my house and asked for water.
那是我祖母烧水的时候，就问你们这些人去哪里。
And when my grandmother was boiling water for them, she asked them where they were heading.
他们就说我去莆田去参加一个教会。
And they said that they were heading to Putian to attend a service.
这个教会可以戒鸦片。
And this church can help you stop your addiction.
但是我祖父听到。这样的话语他就感觉非常奇怪。
And when my grandfather heard this, he thought it was strange.
从来没有听说这个教会可以戒鸦片。
He never heard that a church can help stop addiction in
所以他就交代这几个人。
So he asked these people,
你们回来的时候一定要到我们家把这个教会的情况向我们介绍。
When you return, you must come back to my house and tell me how it went.
一个礼拜以后。
A week later,
这些人鸦片戒掉了。
These people had stopped their addiction.
就带一个传道人，就说郑永生执事。
and they brought a deacon Zhen with them.
到他们的家乡去，去要布道，建立真教会。
Bring this person back to their hometown to evangelize.
他就特意有两个人拐到我们家，告诉我祖父这个教会叫做真耶稣教会。
And two people especially came by my house and told us that our church is called True Jesus Church.
同时把我们教会的教义向他们。向我祖父做简单的介绍。
And these people also evangelize and preach the basic beliefs of the True Jesus Church.
好像受圣灵啊，大水洗啊。
For example, receiving the Holy Spirit and water baptism.
我祖父听到这个会名很奇怪。
And my grandfather thought it was quite strange.
哦，后来他就派了一个当时比较年轻的传道人叫他去那个江进乡去看一看真耶稣教会到底怎么样。
So he asked a younger pastor to go to this place to check out their service, True Jesus Church's service.
就是又去找那个传道人来辩论这个道理。
And he wants to find a pastor so that he can.
结果经过一天辩论。
Can argue and talk with them about the beliefs.
这个传道人就把那个辩论的经文抄回来给我祖父看。
And after a week, this person wrote down the memory verses and brought it back to my grandfather.
我祖父因为对圣经也很熟悉。
Because my grandfather knows the Bible very well.
他知道这些教义都符合圣经。
He knows that all these beliefs are according to the Bible.
所以他就决定我自己亲自要去看一看。
So he was determined that he would go for himself to see,
所以他过了几天
to attend service.
他就叫人把他抬去。
So after a few days, he asked people to carry him.
因为他病，连坐都不能坐。
Because of his illness, he was not even able to sit.
就用以前老人家腰上那个几根腰带，把整个人给他绑在轿子里面，抬到将近去。
So he was surrounded with belt, and he was carried to the church.
到了将近以后呢，当时郑执事正在布道。
And during that time, Deacon Zhen was evangelizing.
就有人就告诉这个人病人要来入教。
And someone told him that there is a ill person coming in.
他说要入教，请他进来。
And that he invited him into the church.
结果抬轿子的人就告诉说，这个人病人不能走路。
And the person who was carrying my grandfather told him that he cannot walk.
结果这个郑执事就走到这个轿子的门这个前面。
And Deacon Zhen, he walked out to the outside of the church.
就问我祖父。
And he asked my grandfather.
你相信不相信耶稣？
Do you believe in Christ?
他说我相信耶稣。
And he said, I do.
好，你相信耶稣，我现在奉耶稣的名叫你走出来。
He said, if you do, then in the name of Lord Jesus, I ask you to walk.
就叫人家把那些带子全部解开。
And he asked the people to take off all the belts and all the rope that is surrounding him.
就进来听到一个礼拜。
And he listened for the sermon for a week.
查考我们的教义真理。
And he has studied in depth the beliefs of the True Jesus Church.
以后接受洗礼。
And he received water baptism.
自己一个人走回家去。
And he walked on his foot home.
一共是九公里哦，一个人走回家去。
And he walked a far distance home.
到家以后，他就马上打扫家里的这个房子。
And when he arrived home, the first thing he did was he cleaned up the house.
向那些卫理公会的信徒宣布。
And he told the people of the Methodist Church.
我现在归入真耶稣教会。
That I now belong to the True Jesus Church.
你们愿意一起跟我来归入真教会的，就来我们家聚会。
And if you are willing to come to the True Church, then you can come to my house and study the Bible.
设立的聚会点。
And we would establish my house as a location for service.
同时把那个牧师的证书全部寄还给卫理公会。
And he has returned all the documents and the pamphlets of that church to them.
同时也要求他们，你今后不要给我再寄薪资来了。
And he asked them not to send them any more newsletter.
还有把我的伯父啊、姑姑原来在卫教会学校读书也都叫回来。
And he asked all my relatives who belong to the other church to come back.
以后生活非常的困难。
And he had a tough life.
以后受到非常大的逼迫。
And later on, he was persecuted.
最主要的逼迫主要是因为我曾祖母，就是我祖父的母亲，她是卫教会的传道。
And the reason is because, the main reason is because my grand-grandmother, was a pastor of the Methodist Church.
人家就告诉他,告诉他,你儿子现在归入真教会。
And they tell her that your son now belongs, to the Church.
全家以后会饿死,没有饭吃。
And they tell her that your entire family will starve to death.
所以我那个曾祖母,这个对我祖父祖母逼迫非常厉害。
So my great-grandmother persecuted my grandparents, very much.
为教会也对我们家庭逼迫非常厉害。
And the Methodist Church also persecuted us.
但是我祖父没有退缩。
But my grandfather never went back.
一直持守着我们真教会的纯正信仰。
He has kept the pure faith of the True Jesus Church.
一直到离世。
Until the day he passed away.
但是他离世得到神喜悦他的名证。
And when he passed away, he was received by God.
因为当时受到很大逼迫。
Because he was persecuted greatly.
所以他的心灵也是非常痛苦。
So he was in much turmoil.
后来得了重病。
And so he was inflicted with an illness.
也没有钱拿去医治了。
And he wasn't healed.
他离世是在星期五的晚上。
And the day that he passed away was a Friday night.
后来第二天是安息圣日。
And the second day was Sabbath.
很多弟兄姐妹来我们家聚会。
Many brothers and sisters came to my house for service.
看见我祖父离世了，很多人很伤心。
They saw that my grandfather had passed away and they were very sad.
但是大家还是坚持守安息。
But everyone still insists on keeping the Sabbath.
但是守安息完了，这个我祖父突然从死里复活。
After the Sabbath, my grandfather, he resurrected from death.
他一下子坐起来。
He suddenly sat up.
当时很多人很害怕。
At that time, many people were very afraid.
后来我祖父就告诉他们，你们不要害怕。
And my grandfather told them, do not be afraid.
我是回来做见证。
I came back to give testimony.
他说，我从小信主。
That I had believed since young.
我盼望进天国。
And I have hope for the eternal heavenly kingdom.
我今天已经得到了。
And today I have received.
我进入了乐园。
I have entered into paradise.
我见证完了还要走。
And after he testified, he left.
天使在这里等着带我。
And the angel will bring me back home.
现在我交代你们几句话。
And so now I will tell everyone some things.
他首先跟聚会点那个负责人讲。
So first he told the person who was in charge of the location.
他说我死了以后你不能软弱。
He said that after I die you cannot grow weak.
你要继续带领教会。
You must continue to guide the church.
接着他又对我祖母讲。
And then he told my grandmother.
我死了你也不能软弱。
After I pass away, you cannot,
你要
继续, you must stay strong.
继续帮助教会圣工。
You must continue to assist in church's holy work.
因为我家庭是聚会点，所以经常做接待工作。
Because our home is a place for service, so there will be many times we will ask others to come.
同时把子女抚养长大成人。
And raise our children and that they will grow up.
你要告诉子孙后代。
And that you must tell our descendants
真教会是圣灵同在的教会。
That the True Jesus Church is a church that is abided by the Holy Spirit.
是有得救盼望的教会。
It is a church of hope and salvation.
在这个教会里面。
And in this church,
就是遇到的刀伤也不要害怕。
Even if you face persecution and sword, you should not be afraid.
世界上就是有经商也不要贪图。
And even if there are wealth in this world, you should not be greedy.
他说完以后就放声大笑。
And after that, he laughed.
从大声笑到小声断气走了。
He laughed first loudly and then to a soft voice and he laughed.
从26年到现在。
And so,
我们家族的信仰是传到我孙子已经是第五代。
And so from that time till now, I am the fifth generation.
我们在信仰的道路上虽然也经历过很多的风浪。
In our journey of faith, we face many trials and tribulations.
但是我们每当我们遇到艰难的时候。
But whenever we face difficulties,
我祖父这个见证。
My grandfather's testimony.
极大的坚固了我们。
His testimony strengthened us greatly.
这首先讲我祖父归真的见证。
And first, this is what I like to talk about, which is how my grandfather
came to church. 我再讲讲自己 怎么样建立信仰的见证。
And then I'll testify about how I establish my own faith.
我非常的感恩。
I'm very thankful.
让我从小能够生长在真教会的家庭。
That I can grow up in a TJC household.
从小听到很多这样的见证。
And ever since I was young, I heard many testimonies.
但是中国大陆在1956年以后，这个教会就停止聚会。
But in China, in 1956, the church stopped their service.
所以我小时候是同时还是受了无神论的教育。
So when I was young, I grew up in an environment where they preach about atheists.
所以信仰可以说很无知也很软弱。
So you can say I was very, I lack knowledge and lack understanding of the truth.
虽然父母亲叫我们祷告，我也会祷告。
Even when my parents asked me to pray, I still prayed.
遇到一些麻烦的事情，自己也会祷告。
And when I faced some troubles, I would also pray.
但是到底有没有神，在我心目中有一个很大的问号。
But whether or not there is a God, there is still a question mark in my heart.
特别以后中国出现了文化大革命。
And later on, there was a revolution in China.
我们全家受到很大的磨难。
And my entire family went through a great tribulation.
全部被迁到农村去当农民。
All of us were sent to the countryside to become farmers.
我父亲本来是牙科医生。
My father was originally a dentist.
父亲现在是个很有名的医生。
He was a well-known dentist.
也不让他当医生。
But they don't let him be a doctor anymore.
我原来是当干部。
And before I worked in a company.
也不让我当干部。
And later on, they took away my position.
全家迁到附近的山上。
And the entire family were taken to a nearby, nearby mountain, and over there we were farmers.
当时家庭生活非常的困难。
And that time, our family had a very difficult time.
所以我当时就产生一个疑问。
So that time I had a question.
我偷偷祷告主啊。
I prayed to God.
主啊，你如果真的存在的话。
And asked God if you really exist.
我们全家为什么又吃这么多苦头
？Why is it that my entire family have to go through so much tribulation？
但是现在回头想起来
，But now that I look back and I think，
我们吃苦对我们家庭是有益的。
That the suffering that we endure is good for us。
就是在这个苦难当中
，Because it is through the suffering，
我们是从听说有神。到亲眼见到神。
We first heard of God, but now we have seen God with our own eyes.
我们的信仰得到复兴。
So our faith was revived.
以后我的弟弟妹妹全部都受洗归。
And later on, all my brothers and sisters, they were baptized.
因为五六年以后，教会就没有开展任何圣工。
And after 1956, the church stopped developing.
我洗礼是从小受洗的。
I was baptized since I was born.
我小时候曾经得过不治之症。
When I was young, I was afflicted with an illness.
就是刚刚一周岁多的时候。
And I was afflicted when I was 1 week old.
我被传染上一种鼠疫的病。鼠疫的病不知道大家有没有听过？老鼠跳蚤传染的。
I was inflicted by a disease that is that's from rats.
西方有时候把它说成叫成是黑死病。
And the Western culture call it the black plague.
这个是非常可怕的一种传染病。
It is a very scary type of disease.
有时候整个乡村人都死光了哈。
The entire village would be killed by this type of disease.
我刚刚一周岁多也被传染上。
So when I was 1 week old, I was also inflicted with this type of disease.
但是我父母亲为了医治我是不惜一切的代价。
And my parents who wanted to heal me, they would do anything for me to get better.
但是医生束手无策。
But the doctor couldn't do anything.
最后就告诉我父母亲我无能为力了。
So they told my parents that he can do nothing.
你把这个孩子拿回家嘛。
You take this child home.
他说没有用了。
And he said that there's nothing that I can do.
这个时候我父母亲想起，哎呀，我们忘记了靠主。
And that time my parents realized that they forgot to rely on God.
现在就是唯一一条路就是求主。
And there's only one path which is to ask God for his mercy.
所以当时就把我抱到当时龙田镇一个教堂。
So that time he took me to a nearby chapel.
那个教堂不大。
And that chapel is not too big.
去住着一位老童工。
And inside lives an old worker.
就把我放在这个老童工的床铺上。
And he put me by the bed of this old worker.
三个人彻夜祷告。
And the three of them prayed day and night.
祷告到天亮，我就活起来了。
They prayed until morning, and I was healed.
活到今年七十岁。
And now I'm 70 years old.
所以我的一切都是神赐给我的。
And everything that I have are given by God.
但是我们因为从小受的无神论的教育。
But because since I was young, I was raised in an atheist environment.
信仰非常的软弱。
So my faith was very weak, and I was very ignorant.
后来在当农民的时候，我感觉我的信仰恢复有三个很重要的原因。
So when I was a farmer, I felt that my faith was revived by three reasons.
第一个原因，我亲身经历的神迹奇事。
The first reason is that I have experienced God's miracle.
就是有一次我妻子病了。
It is that what this one time when my wife was ill.
因为当时生活非常困难，也没有钱拿去医治。
Because that time life was really difficult, and I did not have money for her to go to the hospital.
就放在家里两天了。
So I put her at, I left her at our house for 2 days.
有一天我从山上劳动回来。
And one day I came back from the mountain.
我母亲就跟我父亲讲。
My mother told my father
他说我们没有钱拿到医院去看病
that we do not have money to take her to the hospital.
我们来一点开水祷告，祷告一下给我妻子喝。
Let us take some water and pray and that she will get better.
求主医治。
And ask God for healing.
后来我父亲就说可以。
And my father said yes.
结果他就我母亲就拿了一个小碗，倒了小半碗开水。
So my mother took a cup and filled it half full.
到我房间。
And she came to my room.
我们三个人就站在床前祷告。
The three of us stood in front of the bed and we began to pray.
祷告完了，我父亲就把这小半碗开水交给我。
And after we prayed, my father gave that half full cup to me.
叫我把这个开水给我妻子。
And told me to give this cup to my wife.
当我接过开水的时候。
And when I was getting the cup,
我闻到一个非常强烈的药的味道。
I smelled a very strong aroma of medicine.
后来我父母亲就走了，我就把那个开水给我妻子喝下去。
And my parents left, and I gave that cup to my wife.
后来我就偷偷问我妻子。
And I secretly asked my wife,
你刚才喝这个开水，你有什么感觉？
When you drink this water, how did you feel?
他就讲一句话，为什么开水有风油精的味道？
And she asked that, why does this water have a distinct taste?
原来我们家里也没有风油精。
And our house, we don't have this type of medicine.
结果我妻子的病就好了。
And my wife was healed.
这是我第一次经历的一个神迹。
And this was the first miracle that I have experienced.
还有一次我非常深刻的神迹是什么？
And there was another unforgettable miracle.
就是有一天晚上有一个弟兄来我们家敲门。
That is one day a brother, he came to my house and knocked on my door at night.
那我就开门问什么事。
And I opened the door and asked what he need.
那个弟兄就说要请我父亲去祷告。
And the brother told my father that he has asked for him to come and pray. To go to his house and pray.
那我就拿一个手电筒陪我父亲一起去。
So I took a flashlight and I accompanied my father.
到这个弟兄家的时候，看见这个他的妻子啊，站在那边。这个手舞足蹈哈，唱歌。
And when we went to this house, we saw that his wife was raising her hands and she was singing.
我当时一看很害怕，这个是精神病。
And when I saw it, I was afraid because she must have some psychological problems.
那我心里就想，这个精神病请祷告有用吗
？And I thought to myself, a person with such problems, would prayer even help?
应该是送精神病医院。
You should take her to a mental hospital.
结果我父亲就问他们，为什么会成这个样子？
And my father asked them, why is it that she become like this?
他们家里人说因为那个晚上他夫妻吵架。
And my father, and the person replied that because they were fighting at night.
结果给撒旦留地步。
And they have left a foothold for Satan.
后来我父亲就叫他们全家跪下祷告。
So my father told the entire family to kneel down and pray.
那祷告的时候我也跪下。
And when they were praying, I also kneel down and pray.
但是我眼睛不敢闭得太紧。
But I was afraid to close my eyes fully.
因为怕那个精神病的人会打人啊。
Because I was afraid that this person with psychological problems would hit me.
她有什么动静。
So I wanted to watch what she would do.
结果我就看见我们祷告一会儿以后。
And I saw that after prayer,
我父亲就站起来。
My father stood up.
走到这个姐妹面前。
And he walked in front of the sister.
举手讲一句话。
He raised his hand and said one thing.
奉耶稣名捆绑撒旦。
He said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I chain the Satan.
结果这个姐妹马上安静下来。
And immediately the sister she quieted down.
就睁开眼睛，看着我们两个人。
She opened her eyes and stared into our eyes.
你们半夜怎么跑到我们家来？
And she said that why is it at such late in the night would you come to my house?
后来她全家人就笑起来了。
And then the entire family laughed.
后来我父亲就勉励他们。
So my father encouraged them.
家庭应该和睦。
And said that there should be peace and harmony in church, that you should not fight,
不要给撒旦留地步,
that you should not leave a foothold for Satan.
以后就回来。
And afterwards we came, we returned.
我当时看到这个情景,
And I saw that the entire situation.
我非常感动。
I was very touched.
你看，这个明明是犯撒旦的人。
Because a person who was demon possessed.
你看，借着祷告可以马上把撒旦赶出去。
Through prayer, the Satan was immediately cast away.
这不是我们人的能力啊。
And this cannot be done by man.
这是神的能力啊。
And this is by God's power.
那就说明今天晚上来祷告不是我们父子两个人啊。
And that when we came to pray tonight, it was just not me and my father.
是主耶稣跟我们一起来的。
It was Lord Jesus Christ himself who also came and prayed with us.
才有这一种神迹的一种显现。
So that's why there is this type of testimony.
所以我非常感动，那天晚上睡不着。
So that time I was really touched and I could not fall asleep.
我第二天就禁食一天祷告主。
And so the next day I fasted for a day and I prayed to the Lord.
我现在体验到你的存在。
I told God that now I have seen of your have your presence.
那就说明什么？既然有人犯撒旦，说明有地的存在。
And that a person who is demon possessed proves that there is also a hell.
借着祷告能够把撒旦赶掉，说明有主耶稣的存在。
And that through prayer Satan will be cast away, and that proves the existence of God.
有主耶稣就有天国的存在。
And that if God truly exists, then heaven exists.
那我。不愿意下地，我一定要进天。
And I don't want to enter into hell. I want to go to heaven.
求主，你要保守我。
And I ask God to have mercy on me.
使我一生不会离开你。
So that for my entire life, I will not leave him.
所以要感谢主。
And so I thank God.
所以以后以后文化大革命慢慢走向平息了。
And after the revolution that occurred in China.
我们全我的弟弟妹妹全部受洗归主了。
My siblings all came to Christ.
神的恩典又重新临到我们家庭。
And that God's blessings came to my household.
后来我的父母亲都恢复了工作。
And later on, my parents returned back to their work.
虽然我也有恢复工作的机会。
Even though I was also given the opportunity to go back to my work.
但是我不敢再去了。
But I was afraid to go.
因为我怕这个人，我这个人很软弱。
Because I feel like I'm a weak person.
恐怕到世界上去又会把信仰丢掉了。
I was afraid that if I go back to the world, I will lose my faith.
那我生命失去了，那我是太可惜了。
And that I will lose life, and that will be too unfortunate.
这是感谢主的保守跟带领。
So thank God for His mercy and His protection.
后来到了这个七十年代。
And so.Until the 70s,
文化大革命的后期
after the Cultural Revolution,
以后教会就慢慢恢复聚会
the church went back to normal and start having service.
那教会神带领就不断的兴旺发展
and through God's guidance, the church began to grow and prosper.
还有一个使我感动的就是教会里面的爱
and another thing that touched me very much is the love that we have in church.
因为我们当时全家受逼迫
Because that time, my entire family was persecuted.
所以很多亲戚朋友都不敢来往。
So many of my friends and relatives, they were afraid to even communicate with us.
因为当时是毛泽东的时代。
Because that time, it was the time when,
他非常强调叫做阶级斗争。
When a leader named Mao Zedong, he was ruling that time.
好像我们，好像我们父亲这些人是不接近的人。
And he really emphasized separation. And that time, it seemed like my parents were the ones that they should have separated from the society.
旧约里面所说的好像大麻风一样。
Just like in the Old Testament, people who were inflicted with leprosy.
如果别人跟亲戚朋友各位来往太密切的话，
If the people had a close connection with us,
会影响到他们家庭的前途。
That would affect the future of their family.
所以很多亲戚朋友都不来往。
So a lot of my relatives and my friends refused to talk to us.
只有姐姐姐夫才来往。
Only my sister and my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, would talk to us.
所以当时心灵非常的苦闷。
So that time, my heart was very sad.
但是教会的一些弟兄姐妹。
But the brothers and sisters in church,
不断地来看望我们。
They continue to visit us.
来安慰我的父亲。
And they would encourage my father.
同时帮我们祷告。
And they would pray for us.
所以我在教会里面，我找到真正的爱。
So that in church I found true love.
世界上的爱，那个是有交换条件的。
That the type of love in this world is conditioned.
只有主耶稣的爱才是无条件的。
Only Jesus Christ's love is unconditioned.
所以当时说使我受感动，这个我既然找到这么好的教会。
So I was really touched because I have found such a great church.
这是神的家。
And that this is the house of God.
那为什么还要到世界上去？
And why is there a need for me to go back to the world?
当时世界动荡不安。
Because that time, the world was unstable.
我感觉在真教会里面找到一个避风的港湾。
I felt that in the true church, I have found a shelter, a place of rest.
所以我们的心灵享受到安息。
So that my soul has received rest.
后来很多那种神的拣选，还有很多前辈的鼓励。
And through God's choosing and through encouragement from others.
使我慢慢能够参与圣工。
That I began to involve myself in holy work.
在参与圣工当中，我体验到更多的神迹奇事。
And through participation of holy work, I have received more blessings and miracles and signs.
就更加坚固了我们的信仰。
And so our faith was further established.
所以这些见证讲不完。
And so I have an ending testimony to share.
我只想讲两个见证。
And I only want to share two.
一个见证就是我们下面乡村有一个人姓林，名叫林学义。
And the first testimony is that in my village there's a person named Lee.
他原来拜偶像得了不治之症。
And that he worshipped idols and he was inflicted with an unknown illness.
脖子上生一个肿瘤。
And that on his neck he has a tumor.
当时他拜偶像没有用。
And that time he worshipped idols and it didn't help.
后来他就送到福建省最好的医院去医治。
So he was sent to the best hospital in Fujian.
医生给他开刀以后又缝合，不敢动。
And after surgery, the doctor was afraid to touch him again.
这是1991年发生的事情。
And this happened in 1991.
结果他就回来非常的悲观。
And so he came back very sad.
这个人当时可能还不到40岁。
And this person, he was only in his early 40s.
家庭生活又非常的贫穷。
And that his family is very poor.
他就认为我是等死了。
So that he was just waiting for his death.
那有一天我们一个姐妹去看望他。
And one day there was a sister from our church that visited him.
所以他夫妻就在那边哭啊流泪啊。
So the couple began to cry.
感觉没有希望了。
They felt that they had no hope.
结果我们这个姐妹就给她做见证。
So our sister preached to them.
她说世界上没有希望，但是我们还有个希望。
She said that this world has no hope, but we have hope somewhere else.
主耶稣他是最大的医生。
And that Lord Jesus Christ, he's the greatest doctor.
在他没有难成的事。
That in him there is nothing that is impossible.
所以就给他讲很多重病得医治的见证。
So they began to preach to them and tell them many testimonies of people who were healed from their illness.
所以他听见这个见证以后，他就非常感动。那既然主耶稣这么厉害，我也决定去信主。
And after he heard all the testimonies, he was greatly moved, and he said that I also want to believe in Christ.
他妻子就来找教会。
So his wife began to look for the church.
看见他要求这么迫切。
And the church saw that he was very earnest.
我们就派三个同工到他家里去。
So the church sent three workers to his house.
把他家里的偶像全部除掉。
And the workers took away all the idols that were in his house.
同时为他禁食祷告3天。
And that they prayed and fasted for him for 3 days.
以后就回来了。
And they came back.
回来以后没几天。
After a few days, they came back.
有一天下午哈。
And one afternoon.
那个林学义的靠在船铺上，似睡非睡。
This person, he was by a bedside and he looked very ill.
他妻子跟女儿在那边分棉被。
And his wife and his daughter were by the bedside. They were.
因为那个是八月中秋节以后，天气开始凉了。
They were putting away the blankets because during that time it was getting.
当他似睡非睡的时候，看见两个穿白衣服的人进来。
And during that time, they saw two people clothed in white walk in.
他就看见穿白衣服的人好像医生一样进入他的家。
And they looked like doctors entering into their house.
他就一下子醒起来。
So he suddenly realized.
他就对他的这个妻子说。
And that he told his wife.
我刚才看见两个穿白衣服的人进入我们家。
I saw two people clothed in white just walk into our house.
好像医生一样。
They look just like doctors.
因为他妻子听到很多这样病得医治的见证。
And because that his wife had heard of many testimonies where people were healed.
感谢主，可能主耶稣派天使来给你开刀。
His wife told him that, praise the Lord, maybe it is angels sent by God coming to heal you.
你会躺下去祷告。
She told him to hurry up and kneel down and pray.
脸朝墙壁。
To face towards the wall.
同时把他的衣领解开，他让天使好开刀。
To take off his clothes so that the angel can have a good look at his body and perform surgery.
还有他三个人就继续祷告。
So his wife and his children also prayed with him.
结果林学义他祷告的时候好像又睡着了。
And after this person, Mr. Lee, after he prayed, he fell asleep.
这两个天使又显现出来。
And these two angels appeared.
他就明明的感觉天使在这里给他开刀。
And he felt that the angel was performing surgery on his neck.
拿出一粒东西大概有怎么大。
And he took out a tumor that was about that big.
扶他坐起来。
And they hold him up.
给他看一下说你病好了。
And they told him that you have been healed.
他就醒起来了。
And he woke up.
他的女儿跟他的妻子还在祷告。
And that time, his daughter and his wife were still praying.
结果他就跟他妻子说，哎，天使开刀完了，天使开刀完了。
And so immediately he got up and he told his wife that the angel has finished performing surgery.
结果妻子说，哎呀，天使开刀，我会看一看。
And that the angel has finished, so come and take a look at my tumor.
非常奇妙，发现他的脖子跟衣服上还有血迹呀，血呀。
And very miraculously, that he saw blood on his neck and on his clothes.
他本来脖子不能动。
And before he could not move his neck.
也不能低头吃饭。
And he could not lower his head to eat food.
当天晚上就能够低头吃饭。
But that night he was able to lower his head to eat
food. 脖子就能够自由转动。
And that he was able to turn his head.
结果那个安息日他就到高山教会去做见证。
And so that night he went to a nearby church and he gave a testimony.
那个安息日我刚好在那个高山教会讲到。
And just so happened on that Sabbath I was giving sermon at that particular church.
他就在那边做见证。
And he was inside giving a testimony.
接下去再接一个安息日。
And the following Sabbath.
他又跑到三山教会做见证。
He went to a different church and he also gave a testimony.
刚好我又在那个教会讲道。
And just so happened that I was also giving sermon at that church.
那我见证完了，我就问他：“你那是开刀，你穿的是什么衣服？”
And after he finished giving a testimony, I asked him what he was wearing on that day.
就是我今天穿的这件衣服。
He said that I was wearing what I'm wearing now.
因为他很困难，那件衣服是他最好的衣服。
Because he said this is his best clothing.
结果我说。那个衣服我看一看哈。
He said, quickly and let me see your clothes.
他说衣服上有血迹呀。
He said that on the cloth there is a blood stain.
结果我说你衣服给我看一看。
He said, and I said, hurry up and show me the blood stain.
我就把他的衣领放下来。
So I put down the collar.
他说我衣服已经洗过两次了。
But he told me that I have already washed the clothes twice.
但是那个血迹还可以看得见。
But you can still see the blood stain.
因为我是牙科医生。
And because I'm also a dentist.
经常我们跟人家看病的时候，那个血迹也会沾到身上。
So oftentimes, the blood stains will also get on my clothes.
虽然洗过，总会留下一点血迹。
Even after you wash it, there are still some stains.
所以我当时就建议他，你这个衣服以后不要再洗了。
So I told him that do not wash this cloth anymore. You should keep it as a testimony, to testify.
很多弟兄姐妹就去看望他，他可以还可以把这个衣服拿出来给大家。
So the brothers and sisters who visited him can also look at his clothes.
九一年到现在已经二十几年了。
So from 1991 till now,
他还非常的健康。
20 some years have passed, and he's still very healthy. 后来他就
把这个自己的房子让给教会院成立一个聚会点。
And later on, he used his house also as a place of worship.
以后自己另外盖房子，就把这个房子给教会盖教堂。
And he built another house and used his house as a chapel for the church.
感谢主。还有一个我亲身经历的见证。
Another testimony that I have experienced myself.
九三年哦。
That in 1993, starting from 1991,
圣灵感动，不断的感动，为教会的人到我们那边查经默道。
The church, people were constantly moved by the Holy Spirit, to come to the church.
特别是南京神院的一些学生。
Especially, students from a particular school.
我们就去南京建立教会。
So later on, we went to Nanjing to establish church.
1993年3月1号。
So in 1993, March 1st,
洗礼头一批有四十多人。
There were about 40 plus people who were baptized.
就建立起来。
And that the church was established.
因为到了五月份。
In May.
有很多人慕道者又归真。
Many more true seekers came to church.
因为当时他们心里非常的火了。
Because at that time they were very fervent.
渴慕圣灵。
And they earned for the Holy Spirit.
但是没有传道人带领。
But that time they had no pastor.
所以出现了一些邪灵工作。
So that time there was some evil spirit working among them.
所以五月份我跟陈建林传道又去。
So in May I went with Pastor Chen.
讲灵界辩证以后，这个撒旦的工作很快就平息了。
And we preach about the discernment of the spirit, and soon the evil spirit had departed.
那一次有第二次实习。
And the second baptism.
那一次我这个永远能够记住，就是一天洗礼三次啊。
That moment I will always remember because on that day we perform baptism three times.In the morning, we perform our first baptism.
中午又有人跑来找我们又洗礼。
During noon time, there were more people coming to ask for baptism.
结果晚上快要办圣餐了，又有人要求要洗礼。
And at night, right before Holy Communion, there were other people asking for baptism.
所以说圣灵工作非常活泼。
So that time, the Holy Spirit worked among us.
每天晚上都有人受圣灵。
And every single night, there were people receiving Holy Spirit,
coming to the truth.
That time there were no chapel.
是在一个姐妹家里。
And we held service at a sister's house.
我们都不敢大声祷告。
And we were afraid to pray loudly.
每天晚上就说你们要小声祷告。
So every night we would tell them we must pray very quietly.
我们求圣灵两次。
We asked for the Holy Spirit twice.
一次十分钟。
The first time we prayed for 10 minutes.
每天晚上都有人受圣灵。
And every single night, there are people receiving the Holy Spirit.
甚至第一次来听到的人都受洗。
Even the people who were coming for the first time, they will receive Holy Spirit.
第二次去又洗礼，有四五十个人了。
And so the second baptism, there were 40 more plus people who came to be baptized.
有一天晚上发生一个非常奇怪的神迹。
And one night, a very strange, miraculous sign had occurred.
就是聚会完了以后。
It was after service.
当时有几个南京神学院学生就要求我到隔壁房间继续沟通。
And there were some students from Nanjing Academy came to us.
沟通到十点半。
We talked until about 10:30.
他们又回校。
And they went back to their school.
那我说我们祷告一下，你们走。
And I said we should pray before you leave.
结果有一个。老姐妹就跑过来。
And that time, an elderly sister came to me.
这个老人家是安徽省合肥市人。
And this sister belonged from a different place.
她跟我是同姓，也姓王。
And her last name is also Wang.
她当时是六十八岁。
And that time she was 68.
因为以前发生过车祸。
Because she had a car accident before.
两条腿被压断。
So that both of her legs were decapitated.
都是又拄着两个拐杖走路。
So she always have to walk with two staff.
离开拐杖就不能走路。
And without them, she cannot walk.
因为我在那边看见她墓道几天都是拄着拐杖。
Because the time that I was there, when she was at church, she was also always walking with the staff.
我们要祷告。
And when she saw that we were praying,
她就跑过来。
She ran towards us.
她说，请你们帮我祷告。
And asked for us to pray for her.
让我不要用拐杖走路。
That I will no longer need to work with walk with two staff.
让我也去传福音。
And so I preach.
啊，后来既然邀请，我们就不敢拒绝了。
And because she asked, we were,
但是她跪不下。
We wouldn't say no.
我就把我坐的椅子给她坐下。
But that time, because she couldn't kneel, so I gave her my chair.
我跟陈建林传道，还有那个几个神学生一起跪下祷告。
So me and the pastor and a couple of theological students, we all kneel down and pray.
我当时就向神祷告说。
And that time I prayed to God and I told God,
这南京教会是李代宁建立起来的。
That the Nanjing Church is established by you.
不是我自己愿意来，是李代宁我来的。
It is not because I want to come here, but you have guided me to come here.
求你显出你的能力来。
So please reveal your power.
让这些人能够知道我们真教会是圣灵同在。
So that these people will know that the true Jesus Church is a church.
祷告完就给他按手。
Is a true church. And afterwards, I laid hand on this person.
我又请陈建林传道给他按手。
And I also asked Pastor Chen to lay hand on her.
那按手完了，我们就祷告结束，我就送几个神学生到门口。
And after laying of hands and after prayer, I sent some theological students outside.
没想到这个老姐妹就不用拐杖跑出来了。
And out of our expectation, this person she walked up without her staff.
边走边说：“感谢主，我真的不要用拐杖走路了。”
She walked and she said, "Praise the Lord, I don't have to walk with staffs anymore."
所以那些南京神学学生看到这个神迹都非常的感动。
And so the theological students who saw this, they were very moved.
极大的坚固了他们的信仰。
And it has strengthened their faith greatly.
所以那些人回到各地去。以后毕业以后回到各地去。
So after they have graduated from the theological seminar, they return back to their homes.
在传扬真道。
And they preach the gospel.
使我们教会在各地建立起来。
So that our church was established in various places.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
归荣耀给主。晚上就见
到。May all the glory be unto his name. This conclude my testimony.